You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another amazing edition of Humanitarian Radio, where we are pumping out some good news for your soul.
Just like the song said.
Who said that?
The song said it. Good afternoon. My name is Tony. Listening to Humanitarian Radio with Janie Beauclair and myself, and it is a beautiful Sunday here in Southern California where we'd love to spread some sunshine out to the rest of the country.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That would tell me it's been 53 inches of snow that they've gotten so far, so but a little overwhelmed, I'm assuming, and over it.
Yeah, so let's send a little warmth your way for all you guys that are shivering on this Sunday afternoon and hope that you are listening to the station and bring you a little heat, a little warmth, a little sunshine, and warm your soul.
So let's talk a little bit about what we did this weekend.
Yeah, let me start out first by saying we had a birthday in the house. Happy birthday, Tony. What did you do on your birthday?
I played a gig.
You did?
I did play a gig. I did what I love to do.
You did what you love, so you got to love that.
Yeah, I can't complain when you're doing what you love to do and you do it on your birthday. So it was a good day.
So let's talk about that gig because it was a pretty cool show and it inspires a lot of people.
Well, you know, we didn't really know about this organization, Mending Kids, and we did a show last week for Trish Steele and Safe Passage, and we met some other people, and they were doing a charity event this past Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then we were invited to perform, and we did. And when we got a chance to look into Mending Kids, I found out a lot more information about them, which I didn't even know who they were. But what they do is they provide surgeries for children around the world. They fly them in to the United States, and they provide different surgeries. If it's a heart defect, if it's
plastic surgery to the face and things like that.
Yeah, whatever it might be. And as we were looking deeper into it, I noticed that on the 13th or the 14th.
Yeah, and it was the day before Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is the day that we did the show with Safe Passage, and it happened the night before.
Right, right. So what had happened is they had done their Mending Kids International charity event, and at the House of Blues here in L.A., Kiss, Tom Jones, Natasha Bedingfield, Paris Hilton, and a lot of other celebrities, including Mel Gibson, were all at the House of Blues putting on a concert to raise money, which I thought was fantastic. So I didn't realize how big this actual charity is.
Let me just say,
huge.
I didn't even know Tom Jones was still alive.
Are you
I'm
kidding?
Sorry, Tom. He's still rocking out there.
Tom,
good for him.
Tom is out there. So Tom's actually going to be opening up for Morrissey. Morrissey's going to be doing a show.
Wow.
And Tom Jones is opening up, which I think is really hysterical because I think Tom Jones has a higher fan base than Morrissey, but who knows. Anyway, the fact that Kiss played at the House of Blues, along with all these other bands, to bring awareness and to raise money for this charity, it's a pretty well-known charity. And what they've been able to do is really reach out to a lot of other...
Yeah, it's international, right? It's a worldwide fundraising effort. It's a worldwide doctors' network of repairing children.
Yeah, yeah, and what they do, I mean, you know, they reach out to China, El Salvador, Sudan, India, Jamaica, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Iraq. I mean, they're all over the board as far as where they go. And, you know, if you go to their website, which is mendingkids.org, you can see what your money will get you, you know, to sponsor an entire medical mission is $50,000, and you might think,
wow,
well, that's overwhelming. But
you understand that because you got to fly them somewhere. You got to have somebody that takes care of them. So you're not just flying one child. You're flying a child and an adult, likely.
Right.
And you're putting them up for X amount of days in recovery.
Exactly.
And then you're also performing a surgery with a team of people. So, you know, you've got facilities that have to be paid, even if you're a doctor and you're donating your time, or your nurses and you're donating their time. So you can see where 50 grand would be snapped up pretty quickly.
Right. But now here's the interesting thing. So that's the highest amount that you can donate. I'm sure you can donate more, but this is what they have on their website. But let's say, for example, the cost of two heart surgeries on a surgical mission is only $5,000. If you want to correct a child's club foot, or if they have two club feet, $500. If you want to donate $100, that's the cost for medicine for one surgery. $50 is the cost of supplies for medical supplies for one surgery. So, you know, you don't have to spend $50,000 to make a difference. These amounts are really low considering
what you're doing for a human life.
Yeah, what you're doing. I mean, $1,000 for brain surgery, I mean, that's unheard of, but that's the bare minimum that they need just to cover their costs.
So what were you saying was the $50,000 then?
$50,000 if you want to sponsor an entire medical mission.
Bunch of people that are getting services done.
Right. If we're going to go to Ethiopia and try to pick up 3 or 4 or 5 children, that's what that is. It's an entire mission.
Ah, very cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a great website. I encourage you to take a look at it. I'll post the actual website again on their website.
On Humanitarian Radio.
Humanitarian Radio, so you can see where it is. But it's mendingkids.org. Great organization. So
yesterday what we did was we met this group, Top Secret, a great young lady named Denise, who's the owner of Top Secret. Top Secret is a, let's say, a beauty enhancement salon in Studio City. And then she partnered with a lovely lady named Anne from Hoity Toity. Hoity Toity is a clothing salon that helps get people decked out for the red carpet and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those two girls got together and decided to do a fashion show at a friend's restaurant, a friend named Raphael's restaurant. And
in Studio City.
Yeah, so it was a really high-end, beautiful, nice restaurant. Food was amazing. And they invited a bunch of people to come and check out a fashion show. Hoity Toity supplied all the clothing, and Top Secret provided their Top Secret specialty, which you don't know unless you go check them out.
Yeah.
And the combination of the two, they invited us to come and perform. So we played music, and all of the models did their modeling from table to table to our music, and it was a lot of fun. They raised some great cash. It was a great crowd of people, a bunch of really nice, new relationships we made, and it's always a blast to do things when you know that the end result is you're contributing to the betterment of lives of people.
Yeah, and someone had asked me, like, are you going to go and play a show on your birthday? And I says, yeah. I says, hey, I love to play, but also, I mean, to be able to give back on some day like that, I thought was, for me, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation for me.
And you looked great. You had on your nice suit because it was a decked-out place. You looked awesome, dude. Happy birthday in your birthday yesterday suit.
Thank you. In my birthday suit?
So to speak.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something else in the news that I found to be extremely inspiring. All week long, the Olympics has been on. Actually, all a couple weeks now.
Yes, and you've been following it.
I've been. I love watching the Olympics. I remember watching it as a child with my dad. I used to watch every single event that would go on, and we'd basically park ourselves in front of the TV on Saturdays and Sundays and watch everything that was happening. And I really love to watch all that. But what inspires me now with the Olympics is the Paralympics. On March 7th, I don't know how many of you guys know this, but the Olympics regular everyday people goes away this weekend, and then March 7th is Paralympics, which are all people who have some type of a handicap, who are using some type of prosthetics in order to continue their sport. And what I really love about that whole notion is special last night about this and about people that are involved and how people have served our country and have lost limbs in wars, or people who have been born with birth defects. Yet the Paralympics gives them an avenue to still continue in their passion and in their love of sports and their ability to perform in competition, even if they don't have two legs or they're missing an arm or they are blind. I mean, there's so many really cool things going on in the Paralympics. I really think that everybody should really check that out.
Well, they've been doing a lot of advertising, I think, for it to show these different types of sports that have come out of the Paralympics. It's remember seeing these guys that were playing hockey that would normally
right.
be in a wheelchair, and now they're skating and playing hockey.
Yeah, their wheelchairs have blades on them. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen skiers do that too.
Yeah.
When they're skiing down.
And part of that whole amazement of Paralympics is the technology. And I think that when people are developing technology to help someone who has a deformity, that is such a humanitarian gift you're giving. It's just such a benefit and a bonus. Not only does it allow people to walk and move their hands and limbs that they don't even have, and function as a normal everyday person. But now here you're also giving them such unique technology that they can put their body into a, you know, one piece sled and go down the slopes, steepest slopes in the world, skiing on one ski when they have no legs. It's pretty, pretty amazing. And I definitely applaud people who are in that mental vein of trying to create products for people that enhance their lifestyle.
Well, think about it. Back in, it's probably not even 50 years ago, you couldn't even do half of the things you could do, if not even 20 years ago. I mean, they've really, really come a long way with the way they can make a leg and foot move and arms
it's like
move.
Think it and it works.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. Now, you were saying earlier that there was a story that touched you about that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that story from the girl from Russia.
Yeah, there was a young lady that was given up for adoption in Russia because she was born with birth defects, and the young mother was not going to be able to handle the amount of necessary treatment that this young lady was going to need. And so she was given up for adoption as an infant, and a family from the United States went and adopted this young lady. And turns out that this young lady ends up to become a gold medal athlete. And so in this trip to the Olympics in Russia, the young lady got to go and meet with her adopted, you know, with her real family, with the support of her adopted family. And it was quite a touching story. And when they wanted to see the prosthetics that were put on her legs, because they didn't have access to that. And so this young lady, when she was 3 years old, had two fake legs put on, and this was something that the birth family was not ever going to be able to financially provide for her, and plus they were in an area in Russia where that technology just didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting that they showed her going to visit her birth family, and they were most interested in her pulling her pant legs up, and they wanted to see these legs she had. And
oh, yeah, well, you can imagine. I mean, they haven't seen that type of technology at all, and the fact that she made it to the Olympics
and won gold.
And won gold in the regular Olympics, not the paraplegic or
Paralympics, right.
Paralympics. I think that is amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
A very touching story. It was very heartfelt. And you can follow it if you go on to, I want to say it's Sochi.com. They're showing all the stories that were on the news, and this young lady, her last name is Long. I don't remember what her first name was, but you can check her out. I'm sure you can find the story on there.
So we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Adam Rifkin, and I'm a filmmaker. I made Detroit Rock City and the upcoming film called Reality Show, and I support Humanitarian Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Blue Nile, and I support Humanitarian Radio. Let's go.
Hi, this is Sherelle Alon, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Hi, this is David Gilman of Gilman Amps, and I support Humanitarian Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Dwight Havener. I'm with JuiceInABottle.com, and we totally support Humanitarian Radio.
Frank Michaelham, director of the Rock Club and Rock for Vets. I support Humanitarian Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Jen Allen, and I love listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Hi, my name is Octavia Lindlar with Operation Skid Row, and I 100% support Humanitarian Radio.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
Welcome back to Humanitarian Radio, where we are continually striving to let you know about really great things that are going on that people are doing to enrich the lives of others. And we've been talking about the Paralympics, and we've been talking about technology and how people are really putting together some cool products and things to help, you know, the humanitarian effort. We also were talking about Mending Kids, where Mending Kids is a bunch of doctors that do free surgeries for people through sponsorship and through fundraising. And so, Tony, I would love if we would play a St. Tone song and dedicate it to these people who are really pushing hard, these athletes, these para-athletes. And
the doctors.
And these
that are
doctors, absolutely.
Inventors.
Inventors, all these people who are keeping humanitarian efforts forefront in their mind. And what song do you think we can play that would really show the strength that people require and the dedication that they have in order to push through?
I'd play a song about persistence, Persistence, Persistence. A song called I Ain't Giving Up.
I Ain't Giving Up. There you go.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I ain't giving up. Too much pride. I'm giving up. Side to side. I'm giving up on all your negative vibes. Dreams gonna fall. But let's get back up. And hit more home. Meet me at the top of me. Crawling the finish line. It's time to believe. It's time to achieve. Help me. Fight it, fight it. Better to die. I'm giving up, too much drive, I'm giving up, to fail you to try, I'm giving up, trying to justify, to think too young, but I'm just this young, you're too old, I love rock that boat, don't know, here to figure it out, hung on the line, fighting the side, it's free, I'm down with the crowd, I'm full of the side, it's you.
Given Up by Saint Tone. You could find that on my website, www.sainttone.com. And, you know, that song means a lot to me when I feel like I'm about to give up on certain goals or certain things. I'll play that song. That's like my little Rocky theme for myself. And I've had other people tell me that they feel the same way about the song. I got to tell you, like, when we perform that song live, it's a lot of fun because we put a little pause in there somewhere. And people always get a really fun reaction when we do that. So you have to come out to see a live show to see what I mean.
And you can see the live show. Schedules are on your website.
Yes, they are.
It's under shows.
Imagine that. www.
And we've got some really great stuff coming up, too, where people can actually go to. A lot of the times we do celebrity parties and things, and the public's not invited. But we've got quite a few coming up that the public can come to. Particularly May 17th, I would encourage everybody that can possibly go to go because that is such a blast. That is Nancy Cartwright, the chick who is the voice of Bart Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
She does a celebrity fundraiser every year. We've been playing for it, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, something like that.
We started flying out from Florida to play the show.
Right, before we moved out here.
Yeah.
And that is such a blast. It is a full day in her own backyard. And let me tell you,
she's got a big backyard.
Beautiful yard. Oh, my God. It's like going to Disney.
Yeah.
But she's a great hostess, and they throw a killer party. And they actually open it to the public. You have to go online and buy tickets. You can buy them through our website. We've got a flyer on our Saint Tone Facebook page.
If you go to the shows, yeah, there's information there as far as who to contact and how to get in touch with them.
Recommend it highly. It's a full day of entertainment with our full 6-piece band.
And they'll be doing a poker game. And
yeah.
What they do is they
poker
bring
tournament.
In some high-end poker players from Vegas So if you're into poker, that's a great, great way to meet and mingle.
A couple years back, they had the top 9 poker players of the world show up.
Yeah.
That's huge. I mean, that's huge, particularly if you're a poker player. And you don't have to put a whole ton of money in. Let me tell you, my son and his 2 buddies from Florida flew out for that event, and they played poker, and they had a blast. And these aren't rich boys. These are young guys. You know, they're in their 20s. And so they were able to play with some of the guys in the big league and some celebrities, and they had just the time of their lives and are still talking about it. In fact, they're trying to figure out how to come out for this year's event because they had such a good time. But, yeah, let's encourage you guys if you're looking for something to do and you want to support a great cause. Nancy and her gang do a lot with inner-city kids, and it's a really cool thing, so check it out. Now, I want to move on to something else.
Okay.
You know how I like to find quotes on the Internet of things that inspire us or just wake us up a little and put us in a different mindset?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found this group called, these are quotes called Dare to Be.
Dare to Be.
Dare to Be means like have the cojones to be something.
Ah, can I get that on a T-shirt?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
What, have the cojones,
honest,
yeah.
Yes,
what
have the cojones to do something.
Okay, so I pull up Dare to Be because my curiosity piques me, obviously, when I see that. And I'm going to just read you some of these things, and you can comment on them if you want, but I thought it was pretty interesting. When a new day begins, dare to smile gratefully.
Hmm. Sometimes I yawn when I first wake up.
Is it a grateful yawn that you've had a good night's sleep, though? See, this is about grateful.
Ah, okay.
When there is darkness, dare to be the first one to shine your light. I like that one.
Yes, that's like an EverReady commercial.
It's true.
Yes. I'm going to make the commentary on the side while you make these famous quotes.
When there is injustice, dare to be the first to condemn it.
Mm.
There's those cojones having to come
out
again.
Yes, and that's a tough one to do.
When life seems to beat you down, dare to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up on your own 2 feet. When there seems to be no hope, dare to find some. I think this whole dare theme is pretty cool. When you're feeling tired, dare yourself to keep going. When times are tough, dare to be tougher. When love hurts, dare to love again. That's a little tougher than it seems. When someone is hurting, dare to help them heal. Of course, I like that one. When another is lost, dare to help them find their way. When a friend falls, dare to be the first to extend a hand. I like that one, too. When you cross paths with another, dare to make them smile. You know, that I really want to comment on because I always do that to people, whether they have it coming or not.
Yes, you do, and I've seen it.
Where
firsthand.
I see somebody with the biggest scowl on their face, and I just give them the biggest smile and go, "Hi, how you doing today?" And all of a sudden, they're so shocked that it shocks the scowl off their face.
They're looking at you like, "Who is this woman, and why is she talking to me?"
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter who I am or why I'm talking to them, but I get their mind to shift from the whatever's going on in their head that's making that incredible face, the expression that caused me to have to smile at them. So, yeah, totally. When you're cross paths with another, dare to make them smile. Totally.
Yes.
When you feel great, dare to help someone else feel great, too.
Yes, I like that one, too. It's interesting as they keep using the word dare. I'm assuming that that's what the whole thing is.
Well, that's what the story is, dare to be.
Dare to be, okay.
It's a guy named Stephen Maraboli. Life, the Truth, and Being Free is the name of his book, and these are all excerpts from his book.
Mm-hmm.
When the day has ended, dare to feel you've done your best. I like that one. A lot of times you go, oh, man, it was, you know, the day went by and I didn't get anything accomplished, da-da-da-da-da, and this is like, no, look at what you actually did get accomplished and dare to recognize that you did do something great for yourself today.
You got up. That's half the challenge sometimes.
It's true.
It's just true. Showing up. They say 90% of it is showing up.
The same author says, make a pact with yourself today to not be defined by your past. Sometimes the greatest things to come out of all your hard work isn't what you get for it, but what you've become for it. Shake things up today. Be you, be free, and dare.
Like it.
So another awesome thing to talk about is something that, if you practice it regularly, it actually can change the reaction of what's going on in your life. And I was, I had the TV on. I put the TV on and I just listen to what's going on a lot of times while I'm cleaning the house and that kind of thing. So I have something for my mind to swallow. And Steve Harvey was doing a segment on gratitude. And I wanted Tony to hear it, so I recorded it. But it also inspired me to do a little bit of research on gratitude. And I want to talk a little bit about how you find gratitude, what gratitude is. And some people consider that you have to be lucky to get things. And others say, no, you don't have to be lucky. You could just be grateful.
Well, it's all on how you look at things. I mean, if you were to just take where you are right now, you were listening to a radio show, so you have the ability to hear us on the radio.
I'm grateful.
So chances, yes, I'm grateful too.
Grateful you're listening.
But the thought is that you can look around you. You might be sitting in a nice chair right now. You might be listening to on your computer. And there might be others that don't have a computer. One thing that I'd like to usually say is if you want to practice gratitude, all you have to do is look at the things around you and imagine not having it. Mm. So when you go to bed at night and you lay down on your bed, think about not having that bed. Like if you've ever gone camping before, if you've ever spent the night at a friend's house and you've slept on a couch or
the floor,
sleep on the floor.
No blanket, no pillow.
Exactly. All of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I love this bed so much. and that's what I tell people. I say, hey, think of the things that you have currently and what if it were gone? What if tomorrow your car's not there? Ooh.
That'd be a bummer.
Then you really would appreciate your car. Or your job. You're like, I hate my job. My job's not that fulfilling. Well, imagine if your job were gone. If your job were instantly gone, that income would be gone. Then how would you feel? So that's a quick snap or way to check reality. It's a reality check, I would call it, and just say, hey, these are things that I currently have, and I really should be grateful for them because if they were instantly gone, it would change my perspective very quickly.
There was a study that happened in 2003, and it says, people who count their blessings are generally happier and healthier than people who don't. If you ever feel as if anything in your life isn't enough, try practicing an attitude of thankfulness. You might realize how good you have it after all. That's exactly what you were just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in 2003, they figured this out, people.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, as you said earlier, people that practice gratitude are happier than those that don't. Because they always find things to be happy about as opposed to, I don't have enough, there's never enough. Listen, I wrote a song called State of Abundance, and when you come from a state of abundance, there's always enough. I actually had a bracelet made. I remember I was at Disney once, and there was a leather stand where you can get bracelets. So you can have anything you want printed on it. And I was studying the laws of abundance and how to appreciate things. So I had the word abundance, you know, put on
stamped into your bracelet. And you wear it all the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a bracelet that I wear all the time. So when I look at it, it reminds me that there's more than enough. I have enough time. I have enough money. I have enough good things happening. So there's more than enough. Most people want to live in the realm of lack. And when you do, well, then there's never enough.
People with a strong sense of gratitude, love, and appreciation, they don't necessarily have more than others, and they aren't necessarily luckier. They just recognize and see more beauty in their lives. So I found us 6 steps, yes, just 6, on how to get to a point of gratitude. The first one I found a little bit surprising. It's relax. It's hard to cultivate a sense of gratitude when you're angry, frustrated, or anxious. If these are issues that you are struggling with, it's important to resolve them, as they are barriers to your thankfulness.
Yes, I can imagine that be very true.
So number 2 is live in the moment. If you're too busy dwelling on the past or thinking about the future, you won't be able to fully notice all the fantastic things that are going on around you right this very moment.
I could see that. I could see where most people are trying to find things that they want, and they're not really realizing what they currently have, so they're always looking up as opposed to looking behind them or looking at where they're at.
Enjoy today, the moment, and don't postpone your enjoyment. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, start with your senses. The most basic pleasures in life are usually accessible to us all the time, but they slip out of our consciousness because we're so used to them. Learn to notice the little things, deliberately appreciate them, and what this is showing is a picture of nature and flowers and trees and birds and that type of thing. So, you know, we get used to having all these things around us, but not everybody has all these things around us.
But when you said senses, that's interesting because I know of a study that's done. It's actually a friend of mine is a teacher, and what they do at their school is every student has to lose one of their senses for the day.
Oh, wow.
So they'll take a student and say, okay, you're going to be blind today. And throughout the entire day, they blindfold them. Or they say, okay, you're going to be deaf today. And today they just put cotton or earplugs in their ears. Or they say, you can't speak. You're going to be mute. Or you're going to be in a wheelchair for a day. And for them to really appreciate what they do have. And it's amazing, especially when you have a child who's in high school going through this. They really, really get a good sense of what it would be like to lose something like that. But also it realize that they enhance other parts of their senses. So if they're blind, their hearing gets better, you know.
Very interesting because another paragraph to this says, notice beautiful shapes, colors, and details. Notice things you normally take for granted, like sunlight reflecting off someone's hair and the sunlight changing through the day, enhancing everything and the shadows that it creates. So, yeah, that's
But see, a child would normally do that. I remember I was...
It's us adults that get burned on life.
Yeah,
that
but...
That forget to stop and smell the roses, so to speak.
Well, I was going to say, I was at an event, and I knelt down because I saw these... Certainly, there were ants or these bugs, but they were doing this something.
Marching one by one, hurrah,
no, but they're all around this pole, and I remember people walked over to me like, dude, are you okay? And I said, yeah. They're like, I thought you were either sick or tying your shoe.
Puking by the pole or something.
I'm like, what are you doing? I said, no, I noticed these bugs down here, and it caught my interest, and I wanted to see them. And they looked at me a little odd, like, huh, that's very...
This guy's stopping to notice bugs.
Childlike.
He must be a nature freak.
No, but it's an awareness of seeing things around you, and a lot of people just lose that. They're like, oh, yeah, there's a bug, whatever. It's like, oh, look, I'm checking out the butterfly, or I'm like, I'm looking at this flower. They say stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times I'll just stop and look at a flower shape and just, you know, in amazement and just, like, really enjoy that shape.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Think about things that you hear, like you hear the wind, you hear the leaves rustling, you hear kids laughing, just things that you don't pay attention to anymore and recognize that things are there. Recognize smells like, hey, how about the smell of a fresh cup of coffee or how about the smell of rain, a freshly cut lawn, certain kinds of foods. I mean, there's a lot of things that your senses grab onto that we get so busy in daily life that we don't even recognize are still going on around us.
They say scent is one of the strongest providers of bringing back memories.
Scent,
smelling things. I mean, I'll get into a car and I'll go, oh my God, it smells like my dad's old car, the old Chevy. And I'm, you know, listening to AM radio again. And I'm just like when a song will bring you back to a nostalgic period, a lot of times smells will bring you back to a certain time.
Yeah, under this same category, speaking as listening to songs, it says listen to more than music. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to what the music is saying to you. Listen to the drums that are beating in the music. Listen to the shaker. Listen to more than just the, you know, the whole big loud bunch of noise creating a song. Listen to actually the detail within the song and then listen to the lyric. So that's all about your senses. The next one is number...
Hold on, I want to go back on that.
Oh, go back on that.
You know, there's songs that I've listened to for years and years and years and never even knew what they were saying, and then all of a sudden you'll hear that same song again, and you go, oh, that's what he's singing about.
Yeah, you were singing the wrong words all along.
Or I'm learning a song, and then you realize, oh, that's what the actual real word is.
Yeah.
But I think that's really fun when you actually listen to a song that you've heard 100 times, and then you hear it again, and now maybe it relates to you better than it has in the past. Before, it was just listening to the groove or listening to the melody.
Well, and that's also, Tony, one of the reasons why I really enjoy that on your sainttone.com website, you have lyrics to your songs. I love that because then I can go and read along, learn the lyrics, and understand what the message is that you're trying to convey through your music.
Mm-hmm.
Number four?
Mm-hmm.
Number four, cherish any kind of lightheartedness in your life, like laughter, affection, and playfulness. Once a relationship has degraded so that those things are no longer spontaneous, it's very hard to get them back. So the secret to success there is to keep them within your life. You might know that from experience. So treat those moments with care. Don't be the person who takes life too serious, who doesn't have time to have fun or has no sense of humor. Number five goes right into that. Take a vacation.
Yes.
Pick me.
I'm ready.
There's some truth to the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Ideally, you shouldn't have to separate yourself from something in order to appreciate it, right? But the fact is that sometimes it's a good trigger to get your senses back to a state of gratitude every once in a while.
You know, I have a friend of mine that actually does something where he takes mini vacations, or at least this is what he tells me about. Throughout his job, it gets a little crazy sometimes, so some days he'll take a longer lunch. Instead of just going in to a local restaurant, he'll go down by the water and spend an hour down there, so it almost feels like a mini vacation, and he rejuvenates himself.
Very smart.
Enough to get back into the job, because he's doing construction work, and it gets a little hectic at times. So he says, you know, some days I just want to go out somewhere different to get away, and it feels like a mini vacation.
Change the atmosphere.
Yeah, because if not, you're going to get so nuts just working on a house and doing construction, because, you know, it takes a lot of effort and you have to concentrate. So
I used to do that, too, when I worked a 9-to-5 job back in the day. I used to go sit in my car and have my lunch, and I'd play some cool music and just close my eyes and imagine myself somewhere else instead of being in the lunchroom where everybody was complaining about the job. So it would take me away, I'd come back from my lunch, and I'd feel really refreshed. So, yeah, that's a really great way to do it, and everybody eats lunch. So choose where you're eating your lunch specifically for clarity, you know, something to inspire you to have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, or break
really
it up.
Smart.
Say that you need to go somewhere, and maybe you do sit in your car and play some music, or you watch a video on your iPhone or something that's
going to put
you in a different mode, because
it's refreshing, actually.
Sometimes you just need to break away from the norm.
And the last one on this realm is keep a gratitude journal. Challenge yourself to write down 5 new things every day that you're grateful for. See, now that would be a challenge for me to remember to do that every day. You know what I mean? For somebody like me, I would say it in my head, 5 things every day, but I don't know that I would necessarily take the time to write it down. But I would say either way, as long as you're getting it accomplished, good for you.
But it's the writing it down that actually brings it to the forefront and helps you to think of it and really focus on it. I think what most of us do is go, I'm thankful for the chair, whatever.
Well,
it says it'll be easy
in the beginning, but soon you'll discover that you have to increase your awareness in order to keep up your journal.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You have to really start digging deeper and go, oh, I never thought I was thankful for a pencil, but I guess I am when I only have a crayon to write with.
Yeah, right.
Or I don't have a pen that works. So
I found some quotes, and this one is from John F. Kennedy. For those who don't know who he is and are too young, he was once a president. So anyway.
You should know who he is.
As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. And on that note, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to play for you the Steve Harvey thing that I recorded about gratitude and his opinion of gratitude.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out artisticjourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion. Okay, so we're talking about gratitude and what gratitude can do for you and how it can change your life. I just read a quote from John F. Kennedy, but I got to tell you, I was looking up authors who talk about gratitude. Ready for this funny list? Dr. Seuss. I don't remember Dr. Seuss talking about gratitude, but maybe one
young.
Fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, be happy you have fish. Okay. Albert Einstein, Bob Marley, William Shakespeare. Marilyn Monroe talked about gratitude in a book, apparently. Steve Jobs, Mark Twain, Aristotle, Walt Disney, Eminem. Wow, I wouldn't have thought he would be in a group with Bob Marley, Dr. Seuss, and Einstein.
You would have never known.
Aunt Buddha, Abraham Lincoln, Nelson Mandela, Bruce Lee, and Gandhi. So pretty impressive list of people talking about gratitude. I mean, all the way back to, you know, back in the day. So next I want to play for you this thing that I recorded with Steve Harvey. It's just about, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But it definitely grabbed my attention. He was talking about giving and how he would make choices for who to give something to, and that it all came down to gratitude. And so the scenario is that he is giving these two houses to somebody, to two somebodies, and he's already picked out his people of who he wants to give them to and their needy families. And he's given them the houses at this point, and now he is starting to visit with them in response to, hey, how do you like the house? And that's where this story picks up. So here we go.
Every time they come to visit, they complain. It's leaking. The steps have creeks in it. There's cracks in the paint. There's not enough grass in the yard. Now the second family, every time they come over, they're grateful. They gratefully have a roof over their head. They gratefully have a place to stay. They show gratitude for having a porch to be able to sit on sometimes. That garage allows us to pull our car in out of the rain. Every time they visit, it's the same story. Now, let's just say I'm fortunate enough that I get another house to give away. And it's a total upgrade. It's in fine condition. And I decide that I'm going to give this home to one of these families. I cannot run the risk of giving this house to the family that complains, because what I do not want to do is to give this family something else to complain about. I think, this is just Steve now, that if I have an extra house, I'm going to give it to the family that's grateful, because then I know they're going to appreciate having an upgraded house. That they'll come in and probably say things like, man, it's really great. This house, the first house you gave us was super. But Steve, this house right here is off the chain. This is so nice. This is unbelievable. Gratitude is just the law of the universe, everybody. The more grateful you are, the more things you will have to be grateful for. If you practice gratitude, it will change your existence as a person. I'm not kidding you. I've practiced it, and it has shown up in my life time and time again. It is a very fair and just law of the universe. Please understand I'm not saying this to be harmful to anybody in any way, and please continue living your life the way you choose. But if you show gratitude, you have more things coming your way to be grateful for. Thank you very much.
And there you have it. You can see why it grabbed my attention. And so you think about this now. Say you're out there and you got the secret millionaire guy or the secret boss. What's that other show?
Undercover boss
out there deciding who they're going to give their wealth to. And they got Joe employee who is ungrateful for everything, and they got Joe employee who is grateful for all the little things.
I think a lot of people make the misconception that if they're grateful for it, then they're not going to get the thing that they actually want. And it's like it's the exact opposite. Be grateful for what you have, and then more things that you are grateful for will show up. because it's the laws of attraction. And most of us go, well, if I'm just happy and content where I'm at, then I'm not going to get what I really want and move forward. It's like, no, you will get it because you're complaining that you don't have it. So
be grateful, people. Be grateful.
Be grateful because through the laws of attraction, like attracts like, so more things that you'll be grateful for will show up.
Be grateful.
It's not you're being content going, well, I'll just settle. I'm settling. You're like, no, you're not settling.
Be grateful and great things will come to you.
There you go.
So, Tony, you were talking earlier about your song State of Abundance, and I think this is a great time to play that song. And listen to the lyrics, people. That's what this is about. Listen to the lyrics. If you can't understand what he's saying or for some reason you don't have a good connection, go to the website, download the song. The lyrics are on the song. On the site. And get what the meaning is to this. This is the theme of the day, living in the state of abundance, being grateful, and gratitude.
Modifications or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook, /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head.
Hi, this is Robert Sarzo, owning Humanitarian Radio. Rock on! is Sonia Berg, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio, which I am a huge fan of.
Hey, everybody, this is Jennifer Irene, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
This is Therese with AllowingYourSuccess.com, and I support enthusiastically HumanitarianRadio.com.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
And what did you think of that song, Living in the State of Abundance? That's definitely the way to be living now, isn't it? So you can always find the songs that we show on our radio show. We don't show them, but you hear them on sainttone.com. And we also have them on humanitarianradio.com. We have a humanitarianradio.com website, and we also have a Facebook. And what we love to ask you guys is to let us know about the people around you that are doing some really cool things for the sake of humanity. And one of the things that we like to do on this show is show you new ways that you can become a humanitarian if you haven't quite figured out what your perfect spot is. So I found this group called LivingColorFundraiser.com, LivingColorFundraiser.com. What they do is they are a flower sales company, and they do fundraisers with you where you pre-sell flowers for those of you in the snow area. By the time spring comes, the seeds and flowers and started budding plants arrive to your home and you distribute them. So it's a fun spring project, a way to do a fundraiser for your group or to start out a group and, you know, get yourself going in the whole world of being a humanitarian. Find your cause to donate to or donate to a needy family or however it works best for your mind. But Living Color Fundraiser is a really fun, cool springtime thing to do in order to raise money.
So you actually buy the seeds and they plant them? Someone else plants them?
You have options. You can either buy seeds, you can buy seedlings, or you can buy mature plants. So whatever, like say I was going to your house, knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Do you not know how to play knock, knock?
Yeah, I'd like to do both parts.
So when I come to your door, knock, knock,
knock. Who's there?
It's me, and I'm selling flowers. Would you like to buy seedlings, seeds, or a mature plant.
Seeds or mature plant who?
For you.
Oh.
And those in your humanitarian vein of world that you're going to be giving to.
That's an interesting idea.
It's actually a cool thing. Yeah. You know, it's right up there with having a lemonade stand. It's, it's ways to raise money. Typically, I mean, there's a lot of traditional things out there, you know, same old, same old. And I thought this was a creative, unique one that could be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is in the air, gets people thinking about, you know, the warm weather's coming, and yay, we're going to get to play outside again in shorts and T-shirts and all that kind of thing. And I think it's really cool to do a fundraiser with plants.
I think it's a great idea, especially since it's more unique and it's a little different than your normal.
I know some of the schools have started this little program with their art departments of fundraising where they make ceramic bowls and they paint them really cool. And they sell the bowl for $5 and create money that way in order to raise funds. So I think there's a lot of really creative ways you can do it. You don't necessarily have to be a child in order to raise money at a school. But look at the ideas that the local schools are doing, and they can give you ideas of things that you can do for your own fundraiser. Something else that I found, which I thought was cool, is also in the spring vein of things to schedule for March, soccer teams are doing soccer fundraisers. Kick the goal, so many goals. It's almost like when you're doing a jogathon and I'll jog around the track so many times and you give me, you know, a dime or a quarter or something every time I go around the track. Soccer people are putting together fundraisers where average ordinary people try to kick a goal from a certain point. How many goals can I kick?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, I wasn't
sure. Yeah, you were giving me a pretty weird face there.
Yeah. You can't see that on radio, but I was
confused. It was.
So normal people, actually, not players,
right?
Actually try to kick a goal. Okay.
Yeah, from certain points. And so if I kick a goal from 30 yards, you'll give me $1. If I kick a goal from 100 yards, you'll give me $5, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But there's a lot. There's a fundraising website called alternativebreaks.org. And alternativebreaks.org is a site that has 100 fundraising ideas. And these were 100 ideas that were brought about in order to raise money for Boston's All Children's Hospital. So there's a lot of cool ideas there. And definitely, you know, doesn't matter how you go about it, whether you're making brownies. I always say this, whether you're making lemonade or you're making brownies and you're selling them at the end of your driveway or whatever, find something to do that helps your fellow human being live their life better.
Amen.
And be grateful for your own.
Thank you for listening to Humanitarian Radio. And always keep in mind, if you have a story or know someone that would love to be on the air and that we can interview to spread some good news around the world, let us know. Contact us through our Facebook or through our website. They're both, Facebook is Humanitarian Radio, and our website is humanitarianradio.com. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.